time is here again. So put up your Christmas tree. Fill up the house with love and good cheer. We're waiting on your company. Serve up the eggnog now. Oh, light up the Yule log too. Let's get together and snuggle and sing. Caroling until we're blue. This is my time of the year. I'm waiting up for Santa Claus to come tonight. I've been very good, so now I know I'm in the clear.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Trish, Eric, and the lovely Kathleen. And this song was made, actually, believe it or not, Eric, in the 1700s during the war.
Well, Dave, you better be careful what you say, because the person who's singing it is the next guest.
No, it's very, it's a very fun song. That's I know. Jen Lilly, I know her as Teresa, of course, from Days of Our Lives.
This must be a whole different song I'm thinking of.
Yeah, you've been mistaken.
But the thing is, Dave always does that with songs, regardless of who they're sung by. But right now, we're singing Tinsel Time from her new holiday album, Tinsel Time. Jen Lilly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Wow, you sound young.
Oh, thank you. That's good. I've never heard that one.
Well, I'm very excited because we just spoke with Judy Evans. She was our last guest, of course. Adrian, right? And so right now I'm excited because I'm speaking with Teresa and from Salem from Days of Our Lives. Do you get that a lot? Do people like come up to you and say, "Oh, Teresa"?
You know, at the beginning they did, and when I first started on Days of Our Lives, I sometimes get people come up to me. But that's because I had brown hair, and I have blonde hair naturally, and so I look really different. But now people are like, oh, yeah, she's that girl from All Together Things. So not as much anymore. But definitely, especially when I was at the heart, the deepest, darkest part of, like, playing evil Teresa, people would be like, I hate you. It's okay.
Well, that's the thing is that, I mean, we spoke with Judy Evans, who's been on the show for several years, and then, you know, it's hard for a character to come on to a soap opera and to make a real impact. I mean, we've seen a lot of people come and go in Salem, and of course, Teresa has come into Salem and made so much trouble. I mean, I thought JJ is one of my favorite characters, and
I love Casey Mosh.
Isn't he just so excellent, so talented? And then
he's
so
excellent.
And
yeah.
Your sister Eve, I mean, she's made such an impact.
She needs to win the Emmy, I think.
I completely agree. She's terrific.
Yeah.
And I think, isn't she singing a Christmas song as well?
I don't know, but she's got a phenomenal voice. We should do a duet, really.
Yes, yes.
And Judy Evans should be our backup dancer, because Judy Evans is one of my favorite people on the planet.
Yes.
We love her, too.
Yeah. But like I was saying, you know, then Teresa comes on, Jen Lilly comes onto the show and makes such an impact. And, you know, you just do such a great job on the show. I mean, we've hated you. I mean, I've hated you, but I just, you know, so respect you as an actress.
No. We've hated your character.
Well,
yeah.
You've made such a convincing part of that it feels like it's you, but we love you.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, I take that as a high compliment, yeah. So I appreciate it.
Yes. You know, you're very, very talented on the show, and also very beautiful, I have to say. You know.
Well, and very talented in real life. That was her singing that song.
I know.
You
I
have
loved
a great
it.
Voice.
It was beautiful.
Very, very beautiful
Thank
voice.
You. I know. Yes. So Thank you so much, you guys.
The real Jen Lilly, you know, is coming out with Tinsel Time, this album. Of course, last year, and we're going to play a little bit of it later, Baby, It's Cold Outside, that you sang with someone that I like to call Brady. Eric Martzoff, right?
Yes. Oh, so good. So talented.
Yes. And that's such a great song as well. And so, like I said, that's going to be our song going out of this segment. But
you're also going to play some others.
Yeah, we're going to play some others during this segment as well. We'll get to those in just a moment. But tell us a little bit about Tinsel Time. When did you know that you wanted to make a Christmas album?
Well, I always wanted to make a Christmas album as far as I can remember. I mean, I remember literally being like five and being like, this is what I would want to do. You know, I've always loved Christmas music. But I've always loved older Christmas music. You know, I love Perry Como, like the classics. Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Ella Fitzgerald. You know, just these ridiculously talented musicians from another time. And I used to steal my parents' like vinyls and CDs. And So it was always a goal of mine. It was way before I wanted to do acting, before I wanted to pursue singing. I just like, I'm going to have a Christmas album. Christmas music makes me so happy. And then fast forward to like a little over a year ago, I was sitting down with my friend Howie, and I was just talking about all the goals I have in life. There's like a lot of things I want to do. And I was like, blah, blah, blah. You know, I could talk 90 miles an hour if you haven't noticed. And and he was like, wait, slow down. Where are you on the Christmas album? I was like, I'm not. And then long story short, he got me in touch with Rob Christie, my music producer. And Rob was just going to ask, you know, answer my stupid questions like, what's a CD and how does that, you know, like stupid elemental questions. And then somehow Rob just was like, I'll help you, you poor hot mess. And then I did Baby It's Cold Outside. And from there, they were like, oh, this is like actually turned out really well. So do you want to record? And I was like, actually, I do. So it was a little bit of luck, a little bit of childhood dreams, and you know, I don't know, just God's timing, I guess.
Yeah, and it's a great Christmas album as well. Tinseltime, the title track is so, you know, upbeat, and we just heard it. It's very very fun, and
yeah,
it's a fresh take on these classic songs. Mm-hmm. And the reason that they're classics is because they have all the qualities necessary to endure the test of time.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, from your lips to the audience's ears, because I love that song. I've been listening to it since basically July, and I still haven't gotten tired of it. And then I don't know if you guys saw my music video. There's a music video of it on YouTube and on my website,
denlily.com.
And it's literally me as a person. Like, if you think I'm anything like Teresa, just watch that video. You'd be like, oh, she's a nerd.
I know.
So sad.
I saw it. I saw the music video. And you know, all the home videos, and I mean, just yeah, clips of you just being goofy, and I was like, I like her even more. You know, I like Jen Lilly more than I like Teresa. So that,
well,
and that's saying a lot.
I hope so.
That, well,
I know.
I'm joking.
I don't know if that's a compliment or.
Well, I'm kind of like Abed from Community. I don't know if that's a reference that you understand.
Oh, totally. Totally. That's hilarious. That's awesome.
Yes. But now, if you thought that Tinseltime was a great song, now, Eric, I'm going to have you play a sample from Silent Night. Now, this is Silent Night. Listen to this voice on Jen Lilly.
Holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin.
Now, Jen, tell us a little bit about, you know, how you, your training as a singer.
I don't really have training as a singer.
Really?
Yeah, no, I mean, but like a lot of awesome classic singers, not putting myself in that category. I'm just saying the truth is that I sang in church, and I still sing in church, and I think that has its own, you know, that has training of itself, even though it's not like formal training. So I always grew up singing in church, and that song we recorded, Rob Christie and I recorded kind of on a whim. I mean, he just was like, hey, I mean, I'm not expecting everybody to be a Christian, but I am, and so it's like I'm pretty obnoxious about it, and he was like, you should maybe have a song on your Christmas album that's about the reason for the season. I was like, oh, true that. Sorry. I'm a terrible person. So we recorded it on a whim, and it was a cappella, and it ended up being one of my favorite tracks.
Yeah. Isn't that the single that you released?
Tinseltime is more like the single, but,
oh, okay.
But yeah, that's like, they're both singles. They're just kind of in different categories. One's like classic and one's the new.
Now, I know that Dave has a question, but before Dave asks, I'm going to have you play the other part of that track.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay.
Well, Jen, you know, your voice, the way I would describe it is like smooth silk and just soothing. I mean, this is, you have a phenomenal voice. So my question is, do you think you'll be both acting and singing, or do you want to just go into singing? Because, I mean, your voice is phenomenal.
Dave, she isn't singing.
But I mean, to go full, you know, more
right,
from
right.
from where you are acting now to to touring.
Oh, you're not the only person that said that. That's what actually Rob and my drummer Greg Field asked me last year. They're like, so do you want to just quit acting? And I was like, no, I love acting. Hmm. Acting, it's, I don't know. I mean, I love both, but acting is kind of my first passion as far as artistically speaking. But I do plan on pursuing singing. It's just, but, you know, I'm on Days of Our Lives, and that is a five-day-a-week, year-round job. So, you know, that is my priority in a lot of ways because I always want to, you know, it's been on for 50 years. I have to honor that legacy and make sure that I always come prepared.
Yes. And
so we'll see, but I would like to do both if I can manage it.
Yeah. I would recommend it.
Yeah. Well, Jen, please do not stop acting because you are a terrific actress. And, you know,
and do not stop singing.
Yes, do not stop singing.
Thank you.
And the compliments are pointing because we're also broadcasting live on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment, live audio and video. And the compliments are pouring in. They're saying voice of an angel, so soothing. They love that voice. So, you know, people are just so responding to this. You've got to check out the album Tinsel Time. Where can everyone find it?
Well, they can find it wherever digital media is sold. It should be up on iTunes and stuff soon. But it's right now, it's also on my website, which is Jen Lilley, which is LILLEY.com. And if you buy it on my website, it's the same price as everywhere else, but kind of as my give back to the fans, I'm signing every copy. Mm-hmm. And up until this Sunday night at 11:59 p.m. my time Pacific, I am also including a personalized handwritten Christmas card.
Oh, wow.
So,
That's really special.
Forever,
that is cool.
Fun because I see all these familiar names and I'm like, I know. It's so weird. I know so many of the fans by name.
Yeah, and speaking of the fans, they're all going to be tuning in to the Spirit of Christmas. Now, that's December 19th, right?
Yep, December 19th, 8 p.m. on Lifetime. I'm so excited. It's such a good movie. It's such a good script. It's just amazing. It's a feel-good kind of instant classic in my mind, Hollywood Christmas holiday Christmas music movie. Sorry, I'm like blah blah blah. And my character is this young sassy lawyer. It's very funny. It's got some comedic elements, and it's a bit of a ghost story, but it's not creepy. It's more of a fairy tale. It reminds me of Beauty and the Beast, where the guy's under a curse and they work together to break the curse. And it's very fun.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so since you're doing this Christmas movie and you got this Christmas album out, you must love Christmas, right?
Yeah, I love Christmas. I've been, like, gearing up for Christmas the entire year, basically, because I started shooting that movie January, February, and then it was, like, July I started recording the album. So I'm still not tired of it. I'm, like,
wonderful.
I'm just waiting. Finally, I feel like everybody's caught up. They're starting to put their lights up. And it's awesome.
They finally caught up to you. That's awesome.
Yeah, and now I have to be honest, I told Judy Evans this in our last segment, that I'm a little behind with Days of Our Lives because I'm planning the show and everything like that, but I am committed to watching every episode. I'm going to have to binge watch it or something. But
nice.
Does Teresa have an ornament on the tree?
Oh, my God. If anybody doesn't watch Days of Our Lives, you should check that out because, no, Teresa will. I made this joke the other week. Teresa will probably never have an ornament on the Horton tree. Are you kidding me? The Hortons hate Teresa Donovan. And somebody asked me that the other day, and here's my response, but I mean it literally. If Teresa ever gets an ornament on the Horton tree, it needs to go up in the Smithsonian Museum. As like, you know, it is the mark of the Holy Grail. It's the Holy Grail. It would never happen. It's I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. They could make a lot of money selling the replicas on the website. They'd probably crash it.
They probably crash it. People be like, "It was a Christmas miracle."
yeah, we got to get that now. And you know, it is such a you know, special moments on the show, the Christmas
so
in
awesome.
Salem, and you know, so I highly recommend everyone check it out this time of the year. You know, we invited Judy to come in studio next time she's in Phoenix. Do you have any family in Phoenix?
I don't have family in Phoenix, but one of the charities I work closely with, Child Help, is based out of there, and so I'll be there in January.
January.
I'm going to their Drive Dream event.
Wow.
Well, let's get you in the studio.
Yeah, totally. That'd be so fun.
We'd love it. Yeah, we'll have you on for a few segments, and we'd love to talk more about.
Songs and.
I know. Yeah, I would.
Well, it's not exactly the kind of studio for singing.
Right, but I'm sure that
her
she can make it work.
Works
her
voice anywhere.
Will, exactly.
Yes.
See, he just wants you to sing to him. That's
yes.
What it is.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Your favorite track must be Santa Baby, I guess.
I do like that.
Yes. And again, I mean, I am a very longtime fan of Days of Our Lives. I've been watching it since I came, you know, into this world. And so just the chance to get to meet Teresa would be, you know, so exciting.
To meet Jen would be even more exciting.
Yes, now that I've heard her voice.
But I know what you mean. If I ever met Michael C. Hall and played Dexter, I would like be beside myself. So
yeah, he'll be here too.
I'll make it happen.
Well, and you know, I'm completely straight, but you know, I would love to meet a lot of the guys and everything like that as well on the show. You know, just because they're your characters. I mean, you know, JJ is so amazing, and you know, and I.
What about the guy who was on our show?
We had I don't even know the real names. Tony Andre.
Yeah, Tony.
We had Tony.
Oh my God, amazing.
Tao Penglis, right?
Tao Penglis.
Yeah, he was cool. He's a cool guy too.
Yeah, he's great. And I would love to talk with Eric Martsoff, who's going to take us out of this segment with you, Jen. No, wrong segment. wrong song.
That's what you told me.
No, I'm sorry. Baby, it's cold outside. I know. Baby, it's cold outside.
Better?
Yes, very good. Eric is, I know him as Brady and also as Ethan from Passions.
Yeah.
So, you know.
What a cool name.
Yes. So, Jen Lilly, thank you so much for joining us. Everyone, check out The Spirit of Christmas on December 19th on Lifetime. And everyone, go and buy Tinsel Time. You will not regret it. And, Jen, please, please, please come into the studio in January.
Yes.
I will.
To it. All right.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you guys. I'll talk soon.
Talk soon.
Right. Thanks.
And isn't it, this is
I
a
love
nice
this
version
song.
Of this, right?
Yes.
Let's do this one.
No, I actually want to hear them sing this one.
Then I'm going to sing.
No, no, no. We can do it. We can do a little bit.
A little bit. Here we go.
Say it, I tried. Since I've hurt my pride. Hold back, babe. It's cold outside. Let's leave it to the experts.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We will be right back.
It's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Your welcome has been
lucky that you dropped in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that snow.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look
My brother will be there at the door.
Wings upon the drop of